先简单的介绍一下我们今天的讲员。
I'm going to simply introduce our speaker today.
我们很高兴今天这个 Zino 他们全家夫妇两人带他们两个女儿都来到我们小城 Ithaca.
We're very honored that brother Zino and his wife and the whole family, the two daughters, all came to visit us today.
据我了解，他们到中国已经13年，是不是 ？13 years.
So they've been in China for 13 years.
那他们现在在厦门。
Now they're in Xiamen.
特别是在这个帮助残障的孩童。
Especially they are helping children with disabilities.
以及这些孩童的家人。
And also those families.
这个机构原来叫做小树苗。
The original name for this the organization is called
CP Saplin.
CP Saplin. Yeah.
我到中国去的时候，发现还不少人知道这个机构。
So when I was in China, I realized that actually a lot of people knew about this organization.
那现在这个机构叫做诺苗承诺的诺 Children of Promise.
Now this organization is called still CP Saplin, but it's the Children of Promise.
我们教会的这个伍达兹长老就是 Mavis 先生在12年的暑假有机会去拜访这个机构。
So Brother David Ng had a chance to visit them in 2012.
我和我太太在去年的12月也有机会去拜访。
Myself and my wife also had a chance last year to visit them.
我们亲眼看到那个机构所做的，心中真的是充满了感恩。
We have witnessed what they have done to people around them, and we are very grateful.
所以我们今天非常高兴他们能够来到这里来分享信息。
We're very happy and honored to have them to share their message with us.
那 Chris 他有一个中文名字叫卢杰成。
Chris has a Chinese name, 卢杰成。
我们就把时间交给卢博士。
Okay, Dr. Lu.
Good morning. 哇，他那么简单的介绍那么长啊。
A simple introduction actually takes a long time.
So, 我真的很感动他的介绍那么丰富啊，那么串联啊，那么感动啊，我真的感谢上帝。
I'm very touched by the introduction. It sounds really moving and very very rich.
我们的在这里谁说英文的
？Who speak English here?
谁说中文
？Who speak Chinese?
Okay, 可能我的太太她常常说我的中文不够好，所以我等一会儿会用英文的，可以说得快，可以说得漂亮一点。
My wife often criticizes me for not speaking Chinese well enough. So then later on, I'll probably switch channels and be speaking in English so that I can be faster, more fluent.
也是帮了 Mavis， 她不要那么辛苦，她可以用她的母语说了，比较快，比较舒服。
So we can also help out the translator, so then she can speak in her own mother tongue, and then can be faster and more fluent as well.
我先生让我的爱人两个女儿起来。
I'm going to ask my wife and my daughters to stand up.
所以我们真的很高兴可以过来这里。
We're really happy and honored to be here.
所以我现在用英文。
I'm going to be speaking in English now.
We all want things.
我们都是想要一些东西。
We want a house, we want a car.
我们想要一个房子啊，想要车子啊。
But especially in China, in traditional Chinese, you want a son.
特别在中国呢，尤其是传统的中国文化当中，你是要一个儿子。
I always wonder about that because if we only have sons, then how we have the next generation?
我就常常觉得很奇怪，那如果大家都有儿子的话，那下一代怎么发生呢？
But both are good.
但是说的男孩女孩都好。
But in traditional Jewish culture, the line is carried on by the son.
但是在传统的犹太文化当中呢，这个家族的族谱是儿子来传递的。
And so Abraham wanted a son.
所以亚伯拉罕他想要一个儿子。
And God had come to him earlier in Genesis, probably Genesis 15, I can't remember right now, telling him, I'm going to bless you.
所以神他在创世前面一点的章节当中已经说过来到亚伯拉罕的面前说我要祝福你。
And his answer is, how are you going to bless me? I don't have a son.
那亚伯拉罕说你怎么祝福我？我没有儿子啊。
All my inheritance is going to go to one of my servants.
他说我的所有的产业都是给我的仆人拿去了。
And then God said, no, I will bless you with a son.
那神说不，我要给你一个儿子。
So Sarah and him decided, well, you know, God's not really blessing us. Maybe we need to work our own way to get it done.
亚伯兰说，说不定我要自己想办法弄一个儿子。
So that's how Ishmael came about.
所以以实玛利就是这样出来。
And so I am not going to take a lot of time to look at those passages and stuff. I encourage you to read that history yourself.
但是今天我们不花时间在阅读这些经节，我们希望回家的时候大家有机会自己读。
But the only reason I bring it up is I want to give you a little bit of history of where Abram came from.
但是呢，我今天想花时间谈一谈这个亚伯拉罕是从哪里来的。
So later on, I'm going to talk about the distinction a little bit about the name Abram and Abraham.
那接下来我希望有机会能够谈一谈这亚伯兰跟亚伯拉罕这个名字是怎么改变。
Okay. So we'll bring it up more clearly because I can hear translating Abraham. So, but when you look at this passage, you think, wow, what a great man of faith.
当我们看到这段经文的时候，我们会觉得说啊，这是真是信心之父啊。
And I want to break down the story a little bit and talk about each piece a little bit more.
那我们把这段经节呢，把它分成几部分来仔细的看。
But I think it's good to remember this man went through a process.
但是啊，我们必须明白这个人呢，他其实是经历一段历程的。
He didn't just okay, I got it, I believe you. He tried to do things on his own. He didn't believe him.
所以这个他不是说啊，我必须要相信神，我用自己的办法来怎么样努力相信神。
And I don't know if many of you know what Isaac means.
那我不知道你们知不知道以撒这个名字是什么意思呢？
Who knows? Nobody? One?
没有人知道吗？
It means he laughs. He laughs? She, what? Song? Laugh.
Oh, laughs.
Sorry.
意思就是喜笑，笑。
And that's because Sarah laughed when the angel said, I'm going to bless you with a son. She said, oh, no way. I'm like 90 years old.
所以因为这个亚伯兰太太萨拉，她笑。当天使跟她说，你要有一个儿子的时候，她就在那边笑。她说，我都90岁了。Yeah.
Actually, I may have got the age wrong, but she was old.
对，但是年纪可能不一定90，但是就是很老就对了。So,
we can all achieve the status that Abraham has achieved.
其实我们都可以达到像亚伯拉罕这样子的信心。
And so let's look at what he did. How can we apply it to our lives?
所以我们来看看亚伯拉罕他做了什么，我们如何能够将这些应用在我们的生活当中。
Before I do that,
在这之前，
Pastor already gave a good introduction of us, but I do wanted to hit a few points of who we are.
那牧师刚刚已经是精彩的介绍了我们，但是我想还是跟大家介绍一些比较主要的关于我们自己。
In my original, the picture wasn't so high. It's because I use a different program. So, sorry that you can't read that writing there.
我本来那个弄的时候，那个照片没那么大，没有挡住，但是这个现在有点编排上的问题，所以对不起，那么有一些看不见。
It's my fault. I refuse to use Microsoft.
这是我的问题，因为我不喜欢用 Microsoft 微软。
So, but anyways, I won't get on that. But later I can talk to you about Linux and other stuff.
对，然后我不讲那个，但是等一下再讲一些其他关于电脑方面。
But so we're children of promise.
所以我们呢就是叫诺苗。
Yeah. 不好意思，没有中文，所以麻烦。And because we believe every child is a child of promise.
我们相信的每一个孩子都是神的应许。You're
a child of promise.
你是神应许的孩子。God
has promised you.
神已经应许了。He's
promised you salvation.
神把救恩应许给你了。He's
promised you his blessings.
他把他的祝福也应许给你了。He's
promised to walk with you through troubles.
他就应许要跟你在最困难的时候，他要跟你同行。It's
just whether you would take that promise.
但是问题是你愿不愿意接受这个应许。
But we are working with families with children with disabilities.
我们就是跟这些有残疾儿童的家庭一起来同工。
Many of you know that China has a one-child policy.
我们知道说在中国是一胎化的政策。
And so it's true that if you have a child with disabilities, you can legally have a second child.
You can.
You can.
所以在中国呢，如果你第一个孩子有残疾的话，你可以合法的有再要一个孩子。
But still, there's a lot of pressures on these families.
但是呢，在对这些家庭来讲，他们还是承受许多的压力。
There's no insurance for these kids.
这些孩子没有医疗保险。
There's more and more government help, but still not a lot of government help.
虽然是政府的补助是现在越来越多，但是呢，还是不够。
Not a lot of opportunities to go to school.
所以上学的机会也很少。
And so their neighbors and their family are looking at these kids and saying, "What use is this kid?"
那所以呢，他们的亲戚朋友都看这孩子，这孩子有什么用呢？
And so many of these families will just abandon the child.
所以很多家庭有这样的残疾孩子，他们就遗弃了这些孩子。
So the families tell them, "You're a fool for keeping this child."
所以呢，那个家庭当中呢，就有很大的压力，就是如何来保留这孩子。
The neighbors are telling them, "You're an idiot for having this kid."
So, 邻居说你是有问题啊，你头脑有问题吗？为什么要保留这孩子呢？
Society is telling you you're cursed because you have this kid.
那社会上的人说，哦，你们一定受到诅咒，你才会有这样的孩子。
So what can they do?
所以他怎么办呢？
They can abandon the child.
他们说就遗弃吧。
Or they can try and cure the child. Try and cure.
所以他们想办法要医治这孩子。
But these children, the disabilities are uncurable.
但是很多这些残疾呢是没有办法医治的。
And so they spend a lot of money for this medicine, this shot, this surgery.
所以他们花了很多金钱来吃药、来打针和开刀。
And but it doesn't help.
但是没有用。
They borrow all this money, more money than they can ever pay back.
他们借了许多的钱，可能一生都还不了。
And so these families become irreversibly in debt.
所以这些家庭呢就欠了许多的债务。
没听清楚。and so there's a lot of pressures.
所以对他们来讲压力很大。
And I think it's also important as Christians to remember that these families without Christ, they have a different point of view.
还有一个很重要的就是说，对于基督徒来讲，我们必须了解这些家庭如果没有信主的话，他们的对事情的看法是不一样。
So the answer is what?
所以那怎么样帮助他们解决这问题呢？
The answer is for them to know Christ.
所以他们的出路就是必须要认识主耶稣。
You know, without God in their heart, they are really hopeless.
如果他们心中没有主耶稣的话，他们真的是没有希望。
And so, as Children of Promise, some of our missions are to value life of all people.
所以我们的宗旨呢，就是我们希望帮助他们明白生命的价值。
And so this child with disabilities, is valuable.
这孩子虽然有残疾，但是他跟其他孩子一样的有价值。
We want to help encourage the society and the neighbors to value life.
所以我们希望能够鼓励这个社区跟这个文化，整个文化能够重视，而且对看这些孩子呢都是有价值的。
And we most importantly want to partner with families.
特别我们希望能够跟这些家庭一起来同工。
Partner with families who have chosen not to abandon their child, chosen to keep their children, chosen to raise their children.
我们帮助跟这些家庭一起同工，帮助他们能够选择要保留这孩子，要养大这孩子，教育这孩子。
And so when they see that God loves this child, they start to see that God maybe loves them too.
所以当他们看到说神是多么的爱他们这个孩子的时候，他们也可以开始明白神是多么的爱他们自己。
And it can open their heart to the fact of God's love.
所以他们就可以把心打开，多明白神的爱。
So today, fortunately, we already read the scripture.
我们刚刚已经把这个经文读过一遍。
Okay. And so, but as you look back through it.As we talk, I want you to sort of see how I divided the scripture into four pieces.
所以当我们在细细阅读的时候呢，我们看看我把这个段经文分成四个部分。
Probably you could divide the scripture in other ways, but this is what sort of came up to me when I looked through it.
我们可以把它分成不一样的方式来分段，但是对我来讲呢，这四个部分是很明显。
And so we have the call.
所以有呼召,
the response,
有反应, 回应,
the final commitment,
啊, 最后的承诺,
and most important, God's provision.
神的供应.
So let's take a look at this step by step.
我们一步一步来看.
So the call.
啊, 呼召.
So if you look at, I hope you have your Bibles open still.
啊, 希望我们的圣经都还是打开的.
And so if you look at Genesis 22,
我们看, 创世纪22章,
first and second verse.
1跟2节.
And so what do you see there?
我们看到什么?
You see God calling out to Abram.
神他叫亚伯拉罕, 呼叫.
Says, Abraham, I have something for you to do.
他跟亚伯拉罕说, 我让你帮我做一件事。
Take your son, your only son.
带着你的儿子, 你独生的儿子,
and sacrifice him.
然后把他献给我。
So he's very clear here. Your only son. Ishmael doesn't count.
所以以斯玛利不算, 是他的唯一的儿子, 是以撒。
So he's taking all of his hope and he needs to sacrifice this.
但是亚伯拉罕他必须要把他所有的希望, 就是他的儿子, 要把他献为燔祭。
And so Abraham has had chance to be with Isaac. I don't know exactly how old Isaac is, but he's old enough to carry wood up the mountain.
我不知道在这个时候以撒他年纪有多大。 但是呢,他已经够大了,所以他可以帮忙挑柴上山。
And so he's had a chance to enjoy this son.
所以亚伯拉罕呢,他已经花了不少的时间跟以撒在一块很多年的时间。
How would you feel if God asked you to do something like that?
如果神叫你做这样的事情的话,你的感觉如何呢?
How would you respond?
你会如何回应呢?
Refuse?
拒绝?
Delay?
还是拖延?
A lot of us do that, don't we? We delay. I'll do it later.
但很多人可能会这样，他说：“哦，我会做，等一下再做。”
Would you do in a passive-aggressive way? That's a hard word. You see that? you can find a way around it by, okay, I'll do it, but I'll do it in a way that other people will know what I'm doing. They'll stop me. So it's like, well, I did it, but they stopped me. I tried.
所以呢,你可以做一个呢,好像是被动主动的方式来做。也就是说呢,你就好像要做的样子,然后到处跟人家讲你要做,等着人家来阻止你。那你就说,哦,我想要做啊,可是别人阻止我,没办法做啊。
But how did Abram respond?
但是亚伯拉罕他怎么样回应呢?
Immediately.
他立刻去做。
If we look at verse 3 through 4, at the beginning of 4, he says, the next morning he got up early.
所以呢,第三节我们可以看到,他说亚伯拉罕清早起来,
got his servants and started heading out.
所以带着他两个仆人就出发了,
got up early.
他清早就起来,
wouldn't that be a good day to sleep in?
这个应该是可以好好的睡懒觉的时候吧。
Could have said, well, maybe I'll do it next week.
所以说,下礼拜再做吧。
You know, it doesn't say in the first verse, it doesn't say when, it just says take your son.
因为在神跟亚伯拉罕说的时候,他没说什么时候啊。
And so he responded immediately and he responded completely.
但是亚伯拉罕他立刻回应了,而且他完全的回应。
He brought servants with him.
他把仆人带上。
Can you see it? Here he is walking with Isaac going to he doesn't know yet even.
他呢,你可不可以想象一下,他呢,准备要出发了,带他的儿子,去哪里他都不很清楚。
Just the two of them.
就是他们两个。
And then, oh, Isaac finds out what's going to happen and he overpowers his over 100-year-old father and runs away.
他说,会不会是这样,他就可以找一个理由,说,哦,我们走到一半了,我的儿子,他发现我要对他做什么,所以他就把我给制服了,然后他就逃走了。
I tried.
他说,我尝试啊。
No, he brings two servants with him.
他说没有,他带了两个仆人跟他一块。
But he doesn't tell the servants what's going on.
但他没有告诉仆人他要做什么。
Yeah. Hey, servants, I'm going to go kill my son. Come with me.
不会跟仆人,我等一下去杀我儿子,来跟我过来。
Because you see, the servants say, oh, that's not, that's our master has gone crazy. We need to send him away.
因为这样的仆人就说,哎,我们的主人这个神经病发疯了,我们要赶快把他送走。
I tried.
他亚伯拉罕可以说,我是尝试啊。
No, he did it completely.
但是没有,他完完全全的做了。
He takes the wood.
他带着柴。
He doesn't get to the mountain and say, oh, you know, I thought there'd be wood here. No wood, sorry, gotta go.
所以他不会说,他到了山上,说,哦,这边有柴,没有柴,那回家吧。
No, he brought the wood.
没有,他把柴都带上。
He brought the fire.
他火也带上。
Yeah. These matches, they're not working. What can I do?
他不会到山上说，哎呀，这个火柴不能没有用，不要烧好了。他没有这样。
But not only is the response immediately.
不光是说他立刻的回应。
Completely.
完全的回应。
It's enduring.
他还是啊，这个忍受了这个过程。
It took him 3 days to get 4 hours.
三天的路程才到得了。
So it wasn't like, oh, I got to do this real quick and be done. No, he had the long process.
所以他不是说，哎，赶快做做，就算了，就不要管。但是不是，但是很长的过程。
Lot of reflection.
所以很多时间回想。
But he kept on going.
但是他继续做。
His response wasn't just an immediate one time, let's get it over quick, but I'm going to do it. I will do it. I will continue to do it.
对，他的反应不是说，哎，赶快做就算了，忘记就算了。他不是，他慢慢的思想，告诉他自己，我会去做，我正在要去做。
What do you think he was thinking during those 3 days?
所以你想，在这三天的路程当中，他心里在想什么呢？
I think that was probably the worst part of the whole thing.
我想这个可能是这整件事情当中最对他来讲最折磨的。
Just that expectation of what's going to happen.
就是他在想着将要什么事情将要发生。
Have you ever done something wrong?
你们有没有做错过什么事情？
I know yes.
啊，是有的啦。
Have you ever done something wrong and you know there's going to be a consequence, but it's not immediate? You're waiting for it to be found out, or you're waiting for your parent to come back with you in a day or two to tell you what's the consequence?
你们曾经有没有说你犯了一个什么错？你知道是有后果的，但是后果没有立刻发生，然后你在想着说什么时候我父母会发现，然后回来逮着我了？
That's the worst part, isn't it?
那个是最折磨的那个部分，是不是？
The expectation of I don't know what's going to happen.
就是在想象说不知道到什么时候这个怎么样会后果怎么发生。
But after 3 days, Abraham comes to the final commitment.
但是三天之后啊，亚伯他来到最后呢，他必须要实现他的承诺。
So he's had 3 days to think over this, think of ways to get out of it.
他三天可以慢慢思想，甚至于他可以思想他怎么样能够逃脱这个该做的事。
He said 3 days to think about, well, how's Isaac going to respond? How would you respond?
所以三天他可以慢慢的想说，啊，那我儿子以撒他会怎么样反应呢？
But he makes the final commitment.
但最后呢，他还是遵守他的承诺。
He does the final steps.
他还要最后这几步，他还是要实行。
So verse 4-10, we see that he goes alone up the mountain.
所以第四到第十节，我们知道亚伯拉罕独自带着以撒上山。
And what's the objective?
但是目的是做什么呢？
To worship God.
是要去敬拜神。
He's worshiping God.
他是在敬拜神。
So he takes that lonely journey with his son.
所以他带着他的儿子走这个孤独的旅程。
And he gets up there, and the first act of worship, especially in the Jewish tradition, is you set up an altar.
所以呢，他们上山之后呢，按照啊犹太的惯例，他们一上去就要开始筑一个祭坛。
So it's this what he's doing isn't some let's get it quickly get it over and just you know when he's not looking I'll stab him in the back. It's a very deliberate process.
所以他做的呢，不是说赶快做做就算了，结束就算了。他反而是慢慢的啊，他必须要仔细的来做这个事情，一步一步做。
So as he's setting up this altar very carefully, he's still thinking about what am I going to do? How's this going to work?
所以当他慢慢的筑这个祭坛的时候呢，他慢慢的还是可以思想，我等一下要怎么样做？等一下什么事情会发生
？He puts the wood on the altar.
所以他把柴放在祭坛上面。
And then, as they were walking up the mountain, Isaac had said to him already, "Father, where is the lamb?"
啊，所以当他们在上山的时候呢，以撒已经问了他爸爸了，说：“爸爸，我们要这个燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
？”God will provide.
神会预备。
So, I think Isaac must have been surprised when Abram tied him up and said, "You're the lamb."
所以呢，当亚伯拉罕把以撒绑起来的时候，那个以撒他可能会吓一跳，因为他爸爸说你就是那羊羔。
So I really, it's hard for me to really imagine what happened at that moment with Abram tying up Isaac.
所以呢，我很难想象当亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒绑起来的时候，那个是什么样的情景。
But he does it, and Isaac is on the wood.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕做了，而且把儿子放在祭坛上。
And so Abraham has lifted the knife.
亚伯拉罕他举起了刀。
He's ready to do it.
他已经要击杀他的儿子了。
He is not hesitating. He's in the final stages.
没有犹豫，而且这已经是最后一步了。
And as he does it, what happens?
所以当他要做的时候，什么事情发生了呢？
God calls him, right?
神呼叫他了，也天使呼叫他了。
He says, stop!
他说，叫做不要做。
Now, just think about it, how much nerve he must have had to do to work up to get, like, okay, I'm ready, I'm going to do it now, I'm really ready. And, you know, it probably took a lot of, we say, get up your nerve, get your nerve up.
对，他要需要很多的勇气，所以他必须慢慢的要鼓起他的勇气，然后就是说我要做这件事了。
So I could really see Abram with an eye saying, "Okay, I'm going to do it. And just do it. You know, okay? Just be. I got it done. I got to go through with it. I'm okay. Get it done."
所以我们可以想亚伯拉罕是不是这样？他说好，我要做，我要做，我现在举起刀就要马立刻。
So the angel says, "Stop."
但是呢，天使说停。
It'd be really, oh, I got to do it now. If I don't do it now, I won't do it.
但是天使这样说呢，亚伯拉罕说不行，我一定要现在做，我再不做的话，以后再也不会做。
But Abraham stops.
但是呢，一听到天使这样说，亚伯拉罕立刻就停止。
You know, that would have been a fatal error on his part if he had just gone through it.
所以呢，如果亚伯拉罕没有停止的话呢，是将是一个很悲惨的下场。
So our road in life, sometimes we have ups and downs, sometimes we have goals.But those goals sometimes change a little bit, just like this.
所以当我们的人生旅程行走的时候，也是这样子，有高有低，而且常常我们的目标可能会有一些原因而改变，就好像亚伯拉罕的例子一样。
But this was the way that God was saying that found out that Abraham was really a righteous man.
但这样子呢，是让神能够更多清楚地明白亚伯拉罕真是一个有信心的人。
You know, in Genesis 15, like I said earlier, he was saying, there's no way I'm going to be blessed. I don't even have a son. Sarah is laughing that she has even a chance of getting pregnant.
所以当我们前面的经节呢，知道说当神他应许给亚伯拉罕有儿子的时候，他不信，他的太太在旁边呢还在那边笑，说这怎么可能？
But we can see a big change in Abraham.
但是现在呢，在这个当中，我们看到在亚伯拉罕的身上已经有很大的改变。
And the truth, and Abraham's word came true. God will provide.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕的话语也是真实的，因为他说神会预备。
And so, God tells him to stop, and he sees there's a lamb, a ram over here caught.
所以呢，神叫他停止的时候呢，他一看，哎，真的是有羊羔在旁边。
Now I'm guessing that a ram stuck in a bush with its horns is probably pretty noisy.
但是我在想说，如果一个羊羔它的脚被卡在那个树丛里面的话，应该是很吵才对啊。
It's probably making some dust and stuff as it's trying to get loose.
因为它在挣扎想要出来的时候，会看到一些灰尘啊到处飞扬。
How come Abraham never saw it?
为什么刚刚亚伯拉罕都没看到呢？
Sometimes we're like that, aren't we?
有时候呢，我们是不是也是像这样子呢？
God provides for us, and it's right there, but we just miss it.
那神已经预备了，就在你眼前，但是你就是看不到。
But Abraham did see as the angel opened his eyes, probably, and he saw, and then he sacrificed that lamb, and he did what he went to go out to do, to worship God.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕后来他还是看到了，可能是天使开了他的眼睛了，所以他接下来呢，他也做他本来就要做的事情，就是这个把这个羊羔献上做燔祭，要敬拜神。
The purpose wasn't to sacrifice Isaac.
所以目的呢，不是为了要杀他的儿子。
To worship God.
目的是要敬拜神。
Originally, God wanted him to worship him by sacrificing Isaac.
原来神是告诉他说，你要杀了你的儿子，献上你的儿子来当燔祭来敬拜我。
But in the end, he gave him another way to worship God.
但是最后呢，神给亚伯拉罕另外一个方式来敬拜他。
And in the end, Abraham reminds us that.God will provide.
所以最后我们真是明白亚伯拉罕的例子告诉我们说神他会预备。
I like that in verse 14 it says, Abraham named the place, the Lord will provide.
所以呢，在十四节亚伯拉罕就把这个地方叫做耶和华以勒，就是神预备的意思。
And this is his name has This name has now become a proverb. On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided.
所以直到今天还有人说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Isn't it great that all mountains are God's? All mountains are God's. All mountains are God's mountains. 全都的世界都是上帝的，所有的山都是他的。所以不是要去哪个山，
因为所有的山都是神造的，所以你没有一定要去哪一个山。
So on every single mountain, on every single plain, everywhere on this earth, God will provide.
所以不论在怎么样的山上或怎么样的平原当中，神他都会预备。
So I wanted to, actually I didn't say this in introduction, but I want to talk a little bit about this story and compare it to some things we see in China.
那我在讲了这个故事之后呢，我希望能够跟我们在中国的一些经验呢来做一些对比。
And so we know that Chinese families, many of them want sons.
所以我们知道说许多的中国家庭都想要儿子。
This is changing.
虽然现在慢慢也在改变了。
But still, there's a lot of desire for sons.
但是呢，还是基本上很多家庭都是想要儿子。
So when they have a son, they can be overjoyed.
所以当他们有儿子的时候呢，他们就欣喜万分。
But a lot of times when they find out that this son has difficulties, their joy turns to something else.
但是当他们发现他们这个儿子呢有一些残疾的话呢，他们的欢喜呢就改变了。
So we will see that they'll be face a challenge, just like Abraham faced a challenge.
所以我们看到这些家庭呢，像亚伯拉罕一样，也面对了一些挑战。
But let's talk about how they respond.
那我们看他们怎么回应呢？
And what's the hope?
那希望在哪里？
So if we look at this picture, we can see sort of a downward spiral.
所以我们看到这个照片的时候呢，我们看到这个螺旋呢是往下走的。
Okay. And so you see they have a child.
所以我们看到一个孩子。
They have a boy.
啊，他们有个儿子。
But they find out the boy has a disability.
那发现这孩子有残疾。
And the neighbors are telling them, get rid of this child.
然后邻居都说他说不要他了。
Then there's tension between the spouses.
但而且呢，在夫妻之间的关系就很紧张了。
So one will say, get rid of the child.
其中一个说我们把儿子不要了吧。
One will say, I want to keep the child.
另外说我想要把他留下来。
Unfortunately, usually it's the mother wants to keep the child, the father doesn't.
通常都是母亲想要把儿子留下，而爸爸却不要。
So,Us men have to take a stronger stand.
所以呢，如果男人呢，常常就是要强。
They borrow this money to cure the child.
然后借了很多钱，想要来医这个孩子，把他医好。
They get broke. They have no money.
然后来都破产了，没有钱了。
Become desperate.
然后就变得非常的很多的需要。
No hope.
就没有希望。
Many families will go through this spiral.
所以很多家庭呢，他们的状况是像这样子。
And so what our desire is to get them before they get to the bottom.
所以我们希望呢，这个我们的目标呢，希望能够帮助他们，在他们掉到最谷底的时候，能够就帮助他们。
So let's look at two examples.
所以我们来看几个例子。
This lady doesn't look very happy.
这个妈妈这个女性呢，看起来不是很开心。
37。
她37岁。
She's from China.
她是中国人。
She has two twin boys, 13 years old, with cerebral palsy.
所以她有一对双胞胎儿子，13岁，他们两个呢都有脑瘫。
After 13 years, she was at the bottom, no hope.
所以呢，13年来呢，这个妈妈已经达到谷底了，没有希望。
So she killed her sons.
所以她把她儿子杀了，两个儿子。
She gave them some sleeping pills and drowned them in a tub.
把他们给他们吃安眠药，然后两个儿子让他们在那个浴池里面就溺毙。
And she tried to kill herself.
然后接下来还要自杀。
Well, this is her court trial.
这个是她的法院里面等着审判。
And she was sentenced to 5 years in prison.
最后呢，他们判她刑是入监五年。
When they asked the husband what he thought, he said.
当大家问他的先生说你有什么感想呢
I forgive her
这个先生说我原谅他
Because the family was on the brink of bankruptcy
因为我们的家已经快破产了
After spending all of our money on these twins
因为我们花了所有的家产都为了要来医这两个儿子
Basically what his father said is I'm glad they're dead
所以是基本上这个爸爸是在讲说其实他们死了我很高兴
Didn't say it that way, but that's really what he's saying.
他没有这样讲，但他的意思是这样。
The court officials talk about the 5-year sentence.
这个法院的这个官员呢, 他们说这个是判刑五年。
She deserved a lenient sentence because the murders resulted from years of mental burden.
他们说他们呢是减轻了这个判刑了，因为呢，这个妈妈她受到十几年来的精神上折磨。
And I can understand that.
所以呢，我可以了解这个。
But the second sentence, they talk about usually a person involved in a relatively minor murder will be sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, according to China's criminal law.
所以按照中国的法律来讲呢，如果你犯的是一个轻微的这个谋杀案的话呢，差不多是3到10年的判刑。
Isn't that interesting? There's a minor murder.
我们觉得很奇怪，他说的是这个轻微的谋杀。
Minor murder.
就是小型的，小轻微的。
He's dead.
然后儿子已经死掉了。
It's not like a minor assault.
他这个不是说是一个轻微的冒犯别人。
You know, hit her and she has a bruise, okay.
不是打一下说啊淤血了，这个没关系。
Minor murder. And so it just shows you the mentality that these children are really not valuable.
所以他说这个是轻微的谋杀，意思就是他们基本上的心态是说，这俩孩子是没有价值的。
After all, these murders do not cause a threat to society. These are quotes.
所以呢，我就引用他们这些官员的说法。他说，因为呢，这些犯了这些刑罚，对我们的社会没有什么影响啊。
So, what was the call for this lady?
所以对这个女性来讲，她的呼召是什么？
Raise these two twin boys.
就是要养大这两个孩子。
Who cares if they have cerebral palsy? Still love them.
他们有没有脑瘫都一样，还是爱他们。
Accept them.
要接受他们。
Just like you would accept a child who's maybe smarter or not as smart.
就好像说你接受你的孩子，他可能很聪明，或者没有那么聪明。
Whether they go to Cornell University or Ithaca College.
或者他去念国内，或者念另外其他学校。
So love them.
所以你要爱他们。
What was her response?
但是反应是回应是什么呢？
Spend all your money, cure the child. Get rid of the problem.
花了所有的家产，想要医治这两个孩子，想要解决这个问题。
对不起， change the child.
要把这个孩子改变。
Don't accept the child as they are.
没有办法接受这孩子的这样事实。
The call is to accept these children, to love these children.
但是呼召呢，是要你接受，要爱这两个孩子。
The response is to change the child.
那回应是说，我们要把这两个孩子改变。
So her final commitment?
那最后的承诺是怎样呢？
Give up.
他最后他们做了什么呢？他们放弃了。
Kill them.
要把他们杀了。
Kill yourself.
自己也杀，把自己也杀了。
I just never know about this. Only see the negative in the children.
只有看到儿子、小孩子负面的这些方面。
Don't see how these children can actually bring joy to your life.
看不到说这些孩子在你的生命当中能够带来什么样的喜乐。
What was God's provision?
所以神的供应是什么呢？
They didn't see it.
他们没有看到。
Just like Abraham, that ram had to been there the whole time, but he didn't see it.
就好像亚伯拉罕一样，这个羊羔一直都在那边，但是他没看到。
So they didn't see the hope in Christ.
所以他们没有看到在主耶稣里面的盼望。
All they saw was despair.
他们看到的只是绝望。
Let me give you another example.
那另外一个例子。
This is peace.
这个小孩名字叫peace。
Yeah, 平安，安平。
对，平安平，安平，安平，姓安，叫平，平安平。
So this is his mother's with him.
妈妈现在跟他在一块，在家里面。
He was born with cerebral palsy.
出生的时候也是有脑瘫。
And he has difficulty walking and speaking, but he's starting to walk now.
他走路说话都有困难，现在慢慢学习要走路。
The family felt like they couldn't afford to raise this child.
那这个家庭呢，觉得说他们实在是没有办法经济上没法负担，怎么样能抚养这孩子长大？
So they gave the child to someone else to raise.
所以他们就把这孩子送给别人抚养。
Well, the child was abandoned.
但是这孩子呢，是被遗弃了。
And so they found the family and they said, "You abandoned this child."
所以他们找到原来的妈妈，说你们把这孩子遗弃了。
But that police department had a Christian in it.
但是呢，这个啊、这个警察局呢，就公安局被动的有些问题。
So the
啊，有一个基督徒在里面，
对对对。And so that person came to us and said, "This family, we return the child, but we know the child will just be abandoned again."
但是呢，这个基督徒就跑来找我们的机构，他说呢，我们知道虽然已经找到这个孩子的生父生母，但是我们知道很快这孩子又要再被遗弃。
Will you work with them?
你们能不能帮助他？
And so they contacted us, and we started working with this family.
所以他们就找到我们的机构，我们就开始跟这个家庭一起合作。
So the call was to raise a child with disability.
所以呼召呢是说要把这个有残疾的孩子呢把他养大。
Their response was to give up the child, give it to someone else to raise.
但是他们的回应呢，就是说我们把这个孩子给别人抚养。
But their final commitment was to take back the child and partner with us to raise this child.
但他们最后的承诺，最后的做法呢，是他们把孩子带回来了。他愿意跟我们机构一起合作来抚养这孩子长大。
They put their heart into caring for this child.
所以他们把他们的心放在抚养这孩子当中。
And as we work with them, they put their heart into helping improve this child's life.
所以呢，当我们跟他们一起做这个事情的时候呢，他们就全心的怎么样想怎么样帮助这个孩子长大。
So they know that they can't cure the child, but they can help the child.
他们知道他们没有办法把他的病呢医治、改变、痊愈了，但是他们可以帮助他。
And so they love him, no matter what other people say.
所以他们呢，不管别人用什么眼光来看他们，他们还是爱这个孩子。
What's God's provision?
所以神预备了什么呢
？God opened their eyes to see all the people around them that are willing to partner with them.
神开启了他们的眼睛了，所以他们看到身边有很多愿意帮助他们抚养这孩子的人。
God helped open their eyes to see the Christians that cared for them, the love of Christ around them.
所以神帮助开启了他们的眼睛，所以他们可以看到身边的基督徒怎么样愿意的帮助他们。
The fact that Christ was willing to walk with them through this challenge.
他们也看到说耶稣怎么样愿意在这么困难的挑战当中与他们同行。
The father, the mother have both become Christians.
所以这个孩子的父亲、母亲都成为基督徒了。
And so they're growing Christian family.
所以他们是在基督徒的家里长大。
They're seeing the provision of God, which is eternal life.
他们看到了神的预备，就是永生。
They wouldn't see that if weak, imperfect Christians weren't willing to partner with them.
他们呢，如果是没有强有力的基督徒，而是一个没有信心的基督徒没有办法来跟他们同工的话，他们看不到神的供应。
But we can be used powerfully through God. It's not us that are powerful; it's Him that's powerful through us.
但是神透过我们，他可以做强而有力的事情，不是因为我们有能力，是神有能力。
God is our hope.
所以神是我们的盼望。
God is their hope.
神也是他们的盼望。
God is all of our hopes.
他是我们所有人的盼望。
But sometimes we need others to walk with us.
但是呢，常常我们需要别人来陪伴我们走。
If we look at Proverbs 27:17.
有什么看箴言27:17
It says, "As iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another."
铁磨铁，磨出刃来，朋友相感也是如此。
And so we need that. We need people to partner with us.
所以我们需要别人跟我们一起走这条路。
We can face all challenges when we have that.
那我们这样的状况当中，我们面对任何的挑战都没有问题。
And we need many people to partner with us. We partner with these families. We also need people to partner with us.
我们跟这些家庭一起同工，帮助他们。我们也很需要其他的人来跟我们同工，帮助我们。
So we're thankful to God for all the provisions that He provides so richly for us.
我们实在是感谢神，丰丰富富为我们预备了许多。
We're thankful to the churches that support us, including this church.
我们也感谢许多的教会，包括贵教会都帮助我们。
But we're also very thankful to the individuals that partner with us.
我们也感谢神赐了很多的有爱心弟兄姊妹来帮助我们。
Some partner through financial support.
很多人用金钱支持我们。
Some partner through prayer support.
很多人用祷告托住我们。
And we need that.
我们需要。
So, therefore, 所以。
对，所以。
We have some information up here if you'd like to know more about our ministry.
如果你想要对我们的事工更加有多的了解的话，这边有一些资料，你们可以拿回去看。
So I am making a call for you to partner with us. And so in order to do that, we ask that you fill out this information card so you can get our newsletters.
所以呢，我也希望你们能够成为我们的同工，帮助我们。那我这边有让你们可以签名，所以呢，你们可以收到我们的这个新闻。
So then you can know what we're doing, know how to pray for us.
所以你可以给双方收到我们的消息，也知道怎么样为我们祷告。
And just so you know, we know that God will raise up partners for us.
我们知道神他一定会为我们预备我们同工，给我们一起帮助我们。
And so if God isn't calling you to be part of this ministry, then that's fine. He's probably calling you to do something else.
所以呢，如果你觉得神在这上面对你没有呼召，让你们来成为我们的同工的话呢，没有关系，因为可能神呼召你成为别人其他事工的同工。
But if God's calling you to be a part of this ministry, we encourage you to fill out the form and be on our mailing list and pray for us and just see how God leads you.
但是如果神他呼召了你，你有感动的话，想成为我们的同工，支持我们的话，请你这个填这个表，然后呢，你可以成为我们的同工。
And for everyone that we get back, we have a special gift for you.
所以呢，每一个回应的人呢，我有个特别的礼物要给你。
You cannot buy this gift for any amount of money.
这个礼物呢是金钱没有办法买到的。
What is it?
这是什么呢？
Fill out the form and see.
你填了表你就知道。
Okay, the forms are right here, and I can pass them out. But I'm already at my end of my time, past my time, so I need to shut up. But I really thank you for allowing me to share with you, and we just are thankful for God and what He does. He uses different people in different ways. We're thankful for this church. And we are so thankful to be able to be here with you all today.
我们感谢神，我们谢谢你们啊！我们感谢神对我们施工上面的带领，也感谢你们对我们的支持。
Let's have a short prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We just thank you so much for who you are.
我们谢谢你，因为你就是你。
We thank you that you call to us.
我们谢谢你呼召我们。
Help us to respond in the way that you want us to respond.
帮助我们按照你的心意来回应。
Help us to know that you walk with us.
让帮助我们明白你是与我们同行。
We don't do these things alone.
我们不是自己在走这条路。
We have your grace and your help.
那我们有你的恩典，有你的帮助。
And God, we know that you will provide.
神啊，我们知道你也会预备。
On this mountain, on this valley, on this earth, you will provide.
在山上，在谷底，在这地上，你都会预备。
And I pray for your blessing for every single one that's here today.
我们求你祝福今天在座的每一个人。
And I pray for those that couldn't come for whatever reason that you will also be with them and encourage them.
我们也愿意你帮助没有办法来我们当中跟我们一起聚会的弟兄姐妹们。
In your name, Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Thank you.
谢谢。
我们谢谢Chris 的分享。
I thank you, Brother Chris, for your sharing.
下面我们唱一首回应的诗歌。
It's time to sing a responsive song.
是若遵主命。
I'll go where you want me to go.
主之意。我只有一笔为工作，在时光大和天当带我去献身努力，到达世家恩典，请将所有交托我主，深知主爱恩情，我虽尊崇最终明知主名，我何时必行，拆我
再把副歌唱一遍。